Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Live from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California, I am Johnny Taco. For the next hour ahead, we'll have some fun. We'll shoot some barbs at people. We'll talk some sports. We've got open phone lines. You can join us if you like. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the Saturday night, Sunday morning, guilt-free, no commitment text line. If you're drunk, I understand. Don't want to come on the air? Shoot us a text. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Straight up, man, the baddest man ever in basketball. Pound for pound, he was the king. I'm talking about Wilt Chamberlain, 7'1"-ish, scored 100 points in one game. Of course, that's never been accomplished. Pound for pound, was he the greatest basketball player of all time? Well, he says he was, and of course, he also says he went to bed with 10,000 women. But we'll hear from Wilt Chamberlain at 40 minutes past here. Wait, we're not done. Seth Meyers will be here tonight. That's right, Seth, of course, talking about El Presidente, number 30, number 45, Mr. Trump. And wait, guess who's here? Dominique Mays. That's right, the great, the kid. The kid's back. He got on a plane, went to Hollywood, did some stuff down there in Hollywood for the week, and he's back. We have him in the studios tonight. Dominique Mays will be here with Dom's Diner as well. Once again, open phone lines all around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. It's Saturday night, Sunday morning. No commitment, drunk-free text line. Hit us up, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Get tuned to Taco Man Radio live on Sports Byline. Next up, we'll hear from the great Seth Meyers, the king of late-night TV.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
This is Sports Overnight America.
President Trump met Russian President Vladimir Putin in Finland today and delivered one of the most surreal performances by a president in modern American history. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. Even before he got to Finland, Trump's foreign trip was one of the more disastrous ones in recent memory. He was in the UK where he met Queen Elizabeth, and he immediately embarrassed himself by breaking royal protocol and wandering aimlessly in front of her. The Queen just disappeared behind Trump. It's like a royal eclipse. The only thing missing was Trump staring directly at it. Also, seriously, you're telling me this guy only weighs 239 pounds? He's so wide, he completely covered a monarch. He David Copperfielded the Queen. Trump was also asked during his trip about negotiations between Britain and the European Union over Brexit. In particular, he was asked about the prospect of a hard Brexit, which would involve the UK completely leaving the EU's single market. And it was clear from his answer that Trump had absolutely no idea what he was talking about. In fact, it almost seemed like he had never even heard the term hard Brexit before.
Because you are going to the UK, what will be your message on Brexit?
Well, Brexit is, I've been reading a lot about Brexit over the last couple of days, and it seems to be turning a little bit differently, where they're getting at least partially involved back with the European Union.
Heartbreaking.
Is it heartbreaking?
Heartbreaking.
Oh, hard Brexit, I said. I thought you said it was heartbreaking. I said, that might be going a little bit too far. Right? Heartbreaking. Is it heartbreaking? A lot of things are heartbreaking. No, I would say that, you know, Brexit is Brexit.
Oh! Well, he's not wrong. Brexit is Brexit. Although I beg reporters at his next press conference, someone ask him where the word Brexit comes from. I bet he has no idea. Brexit, I think everyone knows, is the most important meal of the day. You gotta have your Brexit. Some mornings I have two Brexits. If Trump weren't so irredeemably awful, his stupidity would almost be...
heartbreaking.
Yeah. It would be hard Brexit. But Trump, man, Trump's answer managed to make even less sense after that. Watch as he somehow manages to ramble from the topic of Brexit to protesters to how many electoral votes he won in the 2016 election, while also making clear that he doesn't even know which countries are a part of the UK.
I just want the people to be happy. They're great people. And I do think I have, sure, there'll be protests, because there are always protests, but I think there were protests the night of the election both ways. So, you know, we had a great night. Protests, there might be protests, but I believe that the people in the UK, Scotland, Ireland, as you know, I have property in Ireland, property all over. I think that those people, they like me a lot.
Oh my God, Ireland is not part of the UK. They famously fought like a ton of wars over it. Seriously, if you don't believe me, Donald, I dare you to go into any pub in Ireland and tell them that they are part of the UK. Then you can use their free health care to get the pint glass removed from your rectum. But if you thought all of that was bad, it was nothing compared to Trump's performance today with Putin. Before and during the summit, Trump was obviously very eager to impress Putin. At a press conference in Brussels last week, for example, Trump said, hopefully someday, maybe he'll be a friend. Now, compare that to what Trump had to say about our European allies yesterday during an interview in Scotland. Trump was asked who his biggest foe is. Now, you might expect that the country that invades its neighbors, interferes in our elections, and uses nerve gas on foreign soil might be the first to come to his mind. But, of course, Trump had a different answer.
Who's your biggest competitor, your biggest foe globally right now?
Well, I think we have a lot of foes. I think the European Union is a foe, what they do to us in trade. Now, you wouldn't think of the European Union, but they're a foe. Russia's a foe in certain respects. China's a foe economically, certainly. They're a foe. But that doesn't mean they're bad.
No, that's exactly what that means. If you call someone a foe, that means you think they're bad. You never heard Batman say the Joker is my greatest foe, but other than that, he's a really good dude. Also, the real foe is whoever said, this is the best hat for your interview. Are you sure? Are you sure it's not too giant and white? And once Trump got to Finland, the charm offensive continued. Trump made clear that he was desperate to get in Putin's good graces by repeatedly offering nothing but gushing praise for Russia's hosting of the World Cup.
I also want to congratulate Russia and President Putin for having done such an excellent job in hosting the World Cup. It was really one of the best ever. And your team also did very well. It was a great job. I'd like to congratulate you on a really great World Cup, one of the best ever, from what everybody tells me, one of the best ever, and also for your team itself doing so well. I watch quite a bit in the United States. We call it soccer.
Everyone knows we call it soccer. In the United States, Trump's like a college sophomore on his first trip abroad. You know, in America, we call the loo a toilet. But that doesn't even begin to capture how surreal this summit was. However low your expectations were, Trump managed to go much lower, because just 3 days after the Justice Department issued an indictment of 12 Russian intelligence officials, offering some of the most specific evidence yet of Russian meddling in the 2016 election, the president of the United States twisted himself in knots to take Putin's side.
Our relationship has never been worse than it is now. However, that changed as of about 4 hours ago. Our militaries do get along very well. I think that the United States has been foolish. I think we've all been foolish. There was no collusion at all. It came out as a reason why the Democrats lost an election. There was no collusion. I didn't know the president. What happened to Hillary Clinton's emails? 33,000 emails, gone, just gone. I think in Russia they wouldn't be gone so easily. President Putin was extremely strong and powerful in his denial today. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this, I don't see any reason why it would be. I'm sure we'll be meeting again in the future, often.
Can someone get Trump a glass of water? Because he thirsty. It's only a matter of weeks It's only a matter of weeks before he single white females Putin.
Do you like my haircut, Vlad?
So just to recap, Trump blamed the U.S. for Russian aggression, attacked the FBI and the special counsel's investigation, took Putin's sign on election meddling, attacked Democrats and Hillary Clinton with Putin standing next to him, and said Putin was strong and powerful. Can you imagine what their private meeting was like? I'm worried he let Putin annex one of the 50 states.
Here's an electoral map. Pick one of the blue ones.
Seriously, Trump gushes over Putin like a flustered 12-year-old who just met Mickey at Disneyland. And Putin treats him like a 12-year-old, as evidenced by the gift he gave the president.
President Trump has just mentioned that we've successfully concluded the World Football Cup. Speaking of the football, actually, Mr. President, I'll give this ball to you, and now the ball is in your court.
That's right, Putin got a propaganda victory and we got a soccer ball. You really think Trump's gonna play soccer? Look at him. The only way Trump would ever get near a soccer pitch is if he could stay in his golf cart. And it got worse from there because Trump went on to peddle an insane conspiracy theory by implying something fishy was going on with the DNC server that was hacked by the Russians.
You have groups that are wondering why the FBI never took the server. Why haven't they taken the server? Where is the server? I want to know where is the server and what is the server saying. But I really do want to see the server. I really believe that this will probably go on for a while, but I don't think it can go on without finding out what happened to the server.
Oh, my God, he sounds like your uncle trying to get the waiter's attention at a restaurant.
Where is the server? I want more bread, and I don't have any ketchup for my crumpets.
Of course, Trump's behavior would be bizarre and suspicious on its own, but we also know, thanks to Mueller's indictment of 12 Russian intelligence operatives on Friday, that Russian hackers were not only helping Trump during the election, but responding directly to him when he issued that infamous plea in the summer of 2016 to hack Hillary Clinton's emails. You know, this one.
Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing.
Remember when everyone was like, ha, Russia's not actually listening, right?
It now appears that Russia was listening, because on that very same day, Russian officials named in the indictment began hacking into Clinton's server.
Not only were they listening, they were taking orders. Everyone acted like it was a joke, but Trump acted like he was at a drive-thru.
Yeah, can I get 30,000 missing emails, illegal dirt on my opponent, and as many Big Macs as you can fit in this giant white hat?
Now, even if you put aside the mountains of evidence pointing toward collusion or Trump's financial ties to Russian oligarchs or the possibility that Russia has compromising information on him, there's also the fact that Trump has a very clear personal affinity for authoritarians like Putin. Yesterday, his national security advisor, John Bolton, was asked specifically about Trump's attacks on the media and deflected by talking about World War II.
Doesn't that contribute to exactly the kind of undermining of the free press that we see out of Russia?
No, I don't think that has anything to do with it. And let's just be clear. Franklin Roosevelt met with Joseph Stalin at a time when activity in Russia was a lot worse than it is today. So let's try and have some historical perspective here and not act like we have the attention span of fruit flies.
We have the attention span of fruit flies? The dude you work for thinks Ireland is part of the UK. And even a fruit fly can remember to let the queen go first. And on top of everything else, today a Russian woman who tried to broker a pair of secret meetings between Trump and Putin was charged and accused of working with Americans to carry out a secret Russian effort to influence American politics. So while that was happening, Trump was doing everything he could to ingratiate himself with Putin. He's selling out our democracy, and there's only one word for it.
Heartbreaking.
This has been A Closer Look.
The great Seth Meyers. Next up, Dom's Diner on Sports Byline and the Taco Man Radio Show.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. It's 1-800-316-1738.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
What is good, everybody? Welcome back. Diner is open for business, and I've got some great specials highlighting the best and the worst in the week of sports. Let's start it off like we do every week with some awesome winners. A lot of winning this week. You'll be excited if you like winners.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
First winner, Kawhi Leonard. He finally gets out of San Antonio. He was traded to the Toronto Raptors in a package that included DeMar DeRozan, the former All-Star, going back to San Antonio. Now, if you're unaware of what this whole thing is, Kawhi Leonard, at the beginning of last season, pulled a hamstring. It was injured, whatever. No big deal. He was hurt. Okay. Kawhi Leonard came back, played like 7 to 10 games, re-injured the hamstring. And then the team doctors later on said, okay, hey, Kawhi, your hamstring looks great. When do you want to come back? Kawhi Leonard didn't like how the entire situation was handled. Went to his own doctor. He said, no, it still hurts. I can't play. It was a long, drawn-out saga. Kawhi didn't take the court the rest of the season, including the playoffs. The Spurs managed to make the playoffs without their best player, their best offensive and defensive player. And the whole thing has just been, Kawhi is acting really weird. What's going on here? I don't get it. And then it turns out Kawhi requested a trade. Now, yes, we've heard some guys' personalities just aren't meant for the Spurs. Lamar Aldridge signed there as a free agent. He reportedly asked for a trade about a year and a half ago. He didn't get it. He's happy now they worked it out. The Spurs could not repair the relationship with Kawhi Leonard, and it's been ugly. So the rumors all offseason, who are they going to trade him to? Because he's clearly not going to play for the Spurs anymore.
They've tried to repair the relationship. Kawhi wasn't having it. That bridge is burnt. It's gone. They're done. He's going to go to the Sixers, or the Lakers, the Celtics, all kinds of options. Turns out Toronto is the team that decided to get Kawhi Leonard. Now, the Spurs liked their package the best, which included all-star guard Mar DeRozan, center Jakob Poeltl, and a protected first-round pick. I don't know if it's the best trade for the Spurs, but it's the best trade for Kawhi Leonard because he's not in San Antonio anymore. He's going to be a free agent next year. Obviously, Drake, the Raptors are all going to try to keep him in Toronto. Reports say that he doesn't want to be in Toronto, has no intention of staying long-term. He might even sit out sometime. Who knows what happens? Kawhi Leonard seems to be an interesting guy. Interesting in air quotes, that is. But in the meantime, he's a winner because he's not in San Antonio anymore. Second winner, the Los Angeles Dodgers. They made the big trade, the big hit. They got Orioles shortstop Manny Machado, third baseman slash shortstop. The awesome hitter. Very good defender. Corey Seager, regular shortstop. He had Tommy John surgery at the beginning of the year. Machado's going to be a free agent. The Dodgers didn't give up their top prospect, Alex Verdugo. They did give up a very good prospect, Yusniel Diaz, who hit multiple home runs in the Futures game. Very nice job by the Dodgers. I'm a Giants fan. I don't like it, but I have to give the Dodgers credit where credit is due. They got Manny Machado, improved their team. Great job. Next winner, Liz Cambage. Who? She's a center for the Dallas Wings. She set the WNBA single game scoring record, scoring 53 points against the New York Liberty this week. She shot 17 of 22 from the floor, 4 of 5 from 3, and she brought down 10 rebounds and had 5 blocks. One of, if not the greatest single game in the history of the WNBA. And there have been so many great players. Lisa Leslie, Tina Thompson, Cheryl Swoops, Diana Taurasi, the list goes on and on and on. Liz Cambage may have had the single greatest game. Shout out to her. Next winner, Tiger Woods. I know Taco Man's got to be loving this, but Tiger Woods shoots a 5 under 66 on Saturday at the British Open at Carnoustie to jump up to 6th place. It's his lowest round in a major since the second round of the 2011 Masters. Now, I don't know if Tiger's going to win. He's 4 shots back off the lead. There's a 3-way tie at first. Tiger is tied for 6th. But man, if he can put together another 66 on Sunday, Tiger Woods has a shot, y'all. And even if he doesn't do it, the fact that he's got a late tee time on a Sunday, that's awesome. It's good for golf. It's good for Tiger. It's good for the people who want to watch. People want to see Tiger Woods. So definitely a winner this week. Obviously, you can't have winning without losing. Yin and yang. Every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So you got to have some losers.
The who? The her.
First loser, the FIFA 2022 World Cup. Yes. Congratulations to France, a young team. They're going to be good for many years going forward. They won the World Cup. They beat Croatia in the final. They beat Belgium in the semifinals, which was a great win too. But Qatar 2022, FIFA are the losers here because they're going to play the World Cup in December. It's going to be mid-November to mid-December of 2022 because of the heat in Qatar. Well, guess what? It'll probably be a brisk 90 or 85 instead of 110. So it's still going to be super hot. The infrastructure is not there. And they're going to expand the World Cup to possibly 48 teams. So it's an extra 16 teams in the tournament. We don't need that. Yes, Chile and the United States and the Netherlands and Italy missed out. But we don't need Kuala Lumpur and one of my ethnicity, my home country, El Salvador. We don't need them in the World Cup. Come on, FIFA. So now instead of 4 years, we have to wait 4.5 years for the next World Cup. The whole thing is stupid. Anyway, before I lose it, next loser, Josh Hader. Speaking of losing, he picked up the loss in the All-Star game. And while he was giving up the lead, giving him a 3-run homer to Gene Segura, yeah, some old tweets resurfaced. Back when Hader was in high school, saying some homophobic and racist and xenophobic things. Yes, he was 17 at the time, but that's no excuse. Hader goes, yeah, you know, when you're young, you kind of just say what's on your mind. I don't know if that was the right answer he was looking for there to give. Anyway, some of his family were at the game because the All-Star game was in Washington, D.C. Hader grew up in Pennsylvania nearby. Some of his family were given generic All-Star shirts so that they could take off their Hader ones and not receive blowback from
the angry fans. So, yeah, Josh Hader had a very rough All-Star game night. Good job, good effort wrapping this thing up. Mexican League umpires, two umpires were suspended for the rest of the season after they both blew a check swing call. It was a slider, it was in the strike zone, so it should have been a strike to start with. The hitter kind of flailed at it, his bat clearly went all the way around, touched his shoulder. It wasn't even really a check swing, it was a full swing. The hitter was like, "Aw, crap, I can't believe I swung and missed at that." Well, the home plate umpire called it a ball, and then they checked to the first base umpire, and he said there was no swing. Good job, good effort. Both suspended for the rest of the season because somehow they both combined, both of them, mind you, not even one of them, two guys called it a ball when the guy completely swung. That's going to wrap things up here at the diner. We're going to throw this thing back over to Taco Man. Taco Man, you got some more Sports Overnight America.
The great Dominic Jimenez is just off an airplane. We've got him right back in the studios, folks. We worked that kid hard because he's talented, no doubt about it. Of course, Dominic Jimenez is part of the Taco Man radio show. Each and every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's Saturday night. That's 1 a.m. Eastern time. Sunday morning, live here on Sports Byline. So straight up, we got lots of things to talk about tonight. But we will spend some time with number 13. He was the baddest dude, pound for pound, in all of basketball. Nobody would mess with Wilt Chamberlain. He was 7'1", close to 300 pounds. Who would mess with this guy? Of course, at one point in time, he was going to fight Muhammad Ali for the World Heavyweight Championship. Straight up, Wilt Chamberlain unplugged next up here on the Johnny Taco Show. Straight up, you are tuned to Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, and of course, American Forces Network. This is the Taco Man.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off. 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials, what, for a decade? I was like, oh, I'm just going to try it. My pants are, like, falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Restore your vehicle's lost power by cleaning your entire fuel system with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Right now, buy one bottle and get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Keep your engine clean and improve performance with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Buy one, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. Thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Welcome, Will. How about that phrase? An extraordinary man in an ordinary world. Can you reflect on that for a few moments?
Well, I believe that the world is extraordinary, you know, and I'm really pretty ordinary. But it's how people view you, you know. One of the things that always bothered me was people always wondered, well, where do you sleep? How big is the bed that you sleep in? You know, it never bothered me. It was pretty easy just to curl up and go to sleep. But people view you in a certain way. And because you're a foot taller or so than the average guy, to them, that foot sometimes is 5 or 6. An old lady once asked me how tall I was. And I said 6'11". I was in high school at the time. And she said, I just lied to her like she couldn't believe. She said, you got to be 9 feet tall. Well, people see you as being something much more than what I see myself as being.
Mm-hmm. You are a loner. You don't do this much. Why?
Well, because I'm really very content with myself. I'm happy about what I'm about. I don't need people to lean on. I enjoy people. I love them. I love to interact. But basically, I like to reflect, and I have to do that by myself. I'm very happy being alone.
Mm-hmm. People have talked about you being a bit of a mystery man. Sometimes you will go 3 or 4 days without eating. Sometimes, and it's fact, you have gotten into a car and just driven as far as you can drive. In fact, you drove on a whim across country. What do you think about the mystery behind Wilt Chamberlain?
Well, it's pretty ordinary to me, once again. You know, you're right. You say a whim. I love to drive. See, but I love to be alone. I've always driven by myself. I've gone across country 20 times, maybe. Always alone.
What do you think about when you drive?
Oh, a number of things. Who I am, what I'd like to be, going fast, looting things that you shouldn't be doing, things you shouldn't be doing, maybe a little faster than you should be going, flirting a little bit with, not with death, but, you know, just those things that seem to be what we like to do, but a little bit afraid of. I mean, I water ski at over 100 miles an hour. When I ride my cars, I'm going as much as 180 and 170 miles an hour. And most people dream of doing those things, but never have enough nerve maybe to try them.
You couldn't win being Wilt, because if you succeeded, it was, hey, of course he's going to succeed. He's 7'1" and 1/16". But if you lose, man, oh man, look out, because Wilt was expected to win all the time, right?
Right. In fact, Dr. Farsi Allen, who's the coach of the University of Kansas, when I signed to go to the University of Kansas, he said, we'll win 3 national championships with this guy. All we need is 2 Phi Beta Kappas and 2 girls and him, and we can beat anybody.
Right.
And that sort of set the stage, you know, for you just had to win it all or you did nothing at all.
Did it hurt to not win?
You know, of course. You know, I was raised in a very competitive world of sports, and losing is something that you don't like to accept. Every time you lost at anything, whether you lost missing a foul shot, lost the whole game, it bothered me a great, great deal. In fact, it probably bothered me more than I even realized.
Were you as great as you were because of the time, or would you be as great now? I mean, there's, you know, 15 7-footers now. There were 3 in your era, or 2 in your era.
I disagree with you there. I think it was a lot of big guys when I played. Guys who weighed more than I did. A few guys taller than I was. A lot of 7-footers. But today, the guys are much more athletic. But I think sometimes when you have all that going for you in the body, how is your head? I watch a Kareem out there now. I think the center position has suffered. I think they have lousy centers right now. There are 2 or 3 who are any good. The rest of them couldn't make Overbrook High School.
Mm-hmm. And you still talk about Kareem as the guy that just doesn't do it for the rebounds. I don't know how much of that is needle. I don't know.
Well, some of it's needle. But he can still go out there and do it scoring-wise on these guys who, you know, should be killing him up and down the court or what have you. That's because I believe they have athletic ability, but they don't use this right up here, which a great many athletes don't do. But I think that basketball players today are much better as athletes. But some of them, their thinking process, as far as the game is concerned.
I want to go back to Kareem for a second.
Mm-hmm.
He has known you since he's 14 years old. People don't realize that you guys grew up. You took him under your wing. You befriended him. You showed him the ropes. You literally gave him the shirt off your back. You used to give him your own clothes. Took him to the Latin Quarter in New York once upon a time. Why aren't you guys closer?
Well, I would say that, you know, athletes are really tough people to... They have a lot of pride, you understand? They're very, very competitive. And him and I are natural rivals. Even though we grew up together in one way, we still are rivals. People pit us against each other. Why, I don't know. He plays a different game than I ever played. But I think it also works on him. I would love to be more friendly with Kareem, but maybe he's in a different world than I am right now. I know this right here. I think if I came to Kareem and said, hey, how about lending me $10 million, it wouldn't be a problem.
The other guy that you're most associated with and always have been, and something you almost don't even want to talk about anymore, but I'm going to bring it up anyway, is Bill Russell. And people also theorize that the reason there's been a kind of thin feud between the two of you, if at all, is because that you got a bad rap through Russell, that Russell was always considered the more sensitive ball player, the more intelligent ball player, the more team-oriented ball player, and ultimately, of course, the more successful ball player. You guys were once upon a time very, very close, but all of that stuff, all that baggage added up, and it split you guys apart.
Mm-hmm. I would think that there is a little bit of a myth involved. We were very, very close at one time, and Russell had some statements to make after he got out of basketball that I think were somewhat unkind to me.
Like
that when I came out of the game, which was the seventh game against Boston in L.A. with a knee problem, I tore apart my Achilles tendon, and he said at some type of a speech that he would have never left the game unless sort of a broken back, something like that, you know. But then he apologized a few years later on, but never to me, but through the press or what have you. But you must understand, once again, you're talking about a guy who's filled with a lot of pride. I've been fortunate, Roy. Off the court, I've probably done better than I did on the court. Some of these guys have not been so successful off of the court. And it's hard for them sometimes to face their contemporaries and look at them the same way they would like to, because they don't feel as comfortable about where they are now in life compared to what they were doing when they were playing basketball. Russell won 11 world championships. It was on a team that won a great many games and was given all the accolades that possible can give. But today, I'm not so sure that he is a very happy man.
Wilt Chamberlain, we know the outer Wilt Chamberlain. In a few moments, we'll talk about the inner Wilt Chamberlain after this. His autobiography, Wilt Chamberlain, said that he's just like any average 7 foot, 1 inch black millionaire bachelor. We talk a little bit about Wilt at home because we never get a chance to see Wilt in other areas. People don't know this about you. First of all, as a kid, and I'll say this to embarrass you because I wouldn't want to do that, but that you sucked your thumb till you were in high school.
That's right, almost in high school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that you have really never had a serious relationship before. You are a loner, as we said before. Mm-hmm. There's been little romance and mm-hmm. no desire to marry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
True?
Well, true. I mean, I never believe in closing the door or anything at all. I never say never. I'm from a very successful family of marriage, as far as I'm concerned. My mother and father have married for almost 50 years. And I have a great respect for the institution. But I think in today's world, there's almost no place for it.
You know, when they look at you, Will, when everybody looks at you, they see a man who is indestructible. Ever been hurt by a woman?
Not really, no. No. Not that I can think of. I've been hurt about by the multitudes. All the ones that say no for whatever reasons.
But, I mean, is that because maybe you don't let people in as close as you might or could, and that because of that you disassociate yourself a little bit?
Well,
you distance yourself a little bit?
I would say maybe there might be a fear of getting too close and then getting hurt. And, yeah, that's natural, I think. I think we all have that, you know. But basically, I feel as though that I have to find someone who is comparable. And that's almost impossible for me to do.
What scares you?
Probably not old age, but not being able to do the things that I now am capable of doing. Not being able to function as an athlete, not being able to take care of yourself. I think that you can get old gracefully and enjoy it, but being able to do the things that I love to do.
It's interesting you say that, growing old gracefully, because Wilt Chamberlain is not afforded that right particularly. You always have to look like you could play. You've even said that before. You're not allowed to become flabby. Does that bother you? Does it frustrate you a little bit?
I think that it normally it would, but in this case, it helps to give me inspiration, incite me to do the things that are necessary to keep your body in shape and be as healthy as you possibly can. But you're right, sometimes it's tough. It's tough because you realize that people are always looking at you and they always want to know, well, can he or can he not go out there and play or what have you.
What's the last time, when is the last time you cried?
Cried? The last time I cried was a friend of mine who had a serious illness, which was a matter of just a couple of weeks ago.
See, the point I'm making is that nobody thinks Wilt Chamberlain cries. Nobody thinks Wilt Chamberlain hurts. And there's got to be, because of that, a lot of pent-up stuff somewhere, unless you do it a lot behind closed doors.
No, I believe what you're saying is true. Bigness, I mean, just big in the exterior, physical bigness, kind of brings it on. Your people just look at you as being impenetrable, whatever. They think if you're small, anything can hurt you. If you're big, nothing will hurt you. And that's the phrase from the
There's a responsibility of bigness. You got to have the biggest house. You got to have the biggest appetite. You got to have the best women, the biggest car. That stuff adds up.
Yeah, well, in some cases, I've put that on myself. In some cases, I've wanted to have the fastest car, the nicest this, the nicest that. But a lot of that still is natural, you know. But I think that you have to realize that you can't have all these things.
Wilt Chamberlain, we're going to talk about the people and places down through the years in his wonderful career. We'll do it after this. Acclaim is a lot more important than what anybody would say about him. Wilt Chamberlain is our guest. I want to ask you about a running commentary, more or less on different subjects. First of all, were there drugs in your era? Did you ever experiment with drugs?
No, I never did, but there were drugs. There were drugs, but much more booze.
Red Auerbach, or the man that you never even mentioned by name, you just refer to him as the man I don't like. Your comments on him?
Yeah, well, probably the best coach to ever coach professional basketball. Very big egotist and used me as a ploy to help to make Russell great.
Racial bitterness. You have very little, if any.
I have none because I understand, I think, a lot of what racial, all that malarkey is all about. I've been lucky enough to see people come into love, and that's what it's all about.
Now, you are in the minority in a certain level. I mean, you are ultra-conservative. You were supported Nixon. You have come under attack for that. Certainly, you take none of that back. I mean, that's the way
I would definitely do it again.
Why?
Still conservative. Because I believe very, very strongly at the time that Nixon was the best for our country, and foreign affairs he was the best at, and we need to get all that together. I believe strongly today that, being conservative is the way to go. I'm not really a Reagan fan, but I'm still a Republican, I think.
What would you say? Here's what I'm trying to get at. What would you say if someone said, tell me something about Wilt that we wouldn't know? Give me one paragraph about yourself.
I think that I believe in love. And I believe that we all have to reach out a whole lot more to everybody, whether it's color, race, sex, this country or whatever, and just touch and see. I was fortunate enough to travel the world a number of times with the Globetrotters, whatever, and see that we all are really alike, and we all need the one basic thing, is love, and with that understanding.
With love, there is, at times, sex, and people... Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Sex important in your life?
Oh, always has been. I think that it's a natural function. I think that it's helped to keep me alive and well and still have many dreams in that fashion. Yeah, sex is very important.
There is a lot of myth and legend associated with Wilt Chamberlain, as you might imagine, and sex. How much of that is true?
100%.
Are you
100% of it.
Super stud? I mean, what is that? Come on.
Super stud is in one's imagination. I just want to be satisfying. The right ass, but satisfying. I want to be able to satisfy.
The perfect woman is, for you?
One who is intelligent, one who laughs a lot at herself and at other people, one who enjoys a great deal of sex and can really cook.
Real. How about 72 Lakers?
The team that I think did the most with the least amount of talent.
Greatest team you ever played on?
Philadelphia 76ers of 1967, 1968.
Greatest player you ever faced. Would it automatically be Bill Russell, or maybe a surprise?
Not at all. I think Bill Russell did a great deal for his team. There was a lot of great, great players that I played. Willis Reed, Nate Thurman, Oscar Robertson, Jerry West. I faced these guys, Elgin Baylor, and I played against them. I played against teams, not individuals. And Russell was just one of the great players that I had a chance to play against.
Mm-hmm. We got 30 seconds left. We always run to the end of this thing, and we ask you to tie it all up. What would you like most to be associated with, remembered for the career, and for the myth and legend of Wilt Chamberlain?
Well, a big guy that had a lot of compassion. And what I'm doing now in life by trying to help a lot of, you know, amateur kids involved in sports, I want to be remembered for trying to give something back from getting so much out of sports to just giving something back.
He is something out of the ordinary, of course, but I guess just your average 7-foot-1-inch black millionaire bachelor, Wilt Chamberlain.
Quite possibly the most dominant player ever in basketball history, Wilt Chamberlain. You're tuned to Sports Byline.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Didn't get a chance to touch on combat sports too much tonight. Well, of course, we'll cover that on Ring Talk Live Worldwide Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific. I'm right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't forget, No Holds Barred Sunday, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We talk both pro wrestling and, of course, mixed martial arts. You've been tuned to the Taco Man Radio Show. Each and every Saturday night, we kick ass for an hour right here on Sports Byline. 10 p.m. Pacific time right here on the West Coast. That's 1 a.m. Eastern time. Straight up, we thank you so much for tuning in to Taco Man Radio live on Sports Byline.